Welcome to the Joycast, episode 15, Big Changes. The Joycast is my life coaching podcast exploring the possibilities of living a more joy-filled life. I am your host, certified professional life coach and public speaker, Gia Guidry. What you just heard there is the intro and outro music written by my youngest child, Sky Guidry. She's a very talented composer, and she's going to college for composing at University of North Texas in Denton. We're very, very excited for her, and I've been wanting my music with this podcast to be written by Sky, but
she is a very busy student, and it's been tough to nail down some time for this, but she's finally created this special tune for me, and I just love it. And I love her creativity. I love her ingenuity. I love her ear. And I'm always amazed whenever I get to listen to things that she's created. Her body of work is pretty vast and varied and remarkable. And I love it that she knows so much about classical music, which is something that I don't have a ton of experience with, but she's very well versed. And oh, I just feel so much joy in my heart about her lovely talents and her lovely expression and appreciation of music. Just as I'm so appreciative of the arts in many forms, I really, really love it that my kids are all creative. They're all interested in music. They all play music. All three of them play the guitar, the ukulele, piano. They sing. It's cool. It's really cool to have creative kids. I was a vocalist in my young years, high school, college. I loved singing so much. And I've always been a huge fan of musicals. So anyway, that's a little sidebar, but isn't it really special when the people that you love the most also love some of the same things as you? Not that we all have to be the same, but it is really fun to share that. So big changes have been happening over here. I'm coaching tons, loving my coaching work, loving my clients. And, you know, I do my coaching over Zoom, so I have a little home office, but my location has changed because as part of our divorce agreement, we had to sell our house at the end of high school for Sky. So the house listed, the house sold, and Sky and I just moved out of that house. And she's going to be staying with Dad for a couple of weeks while I have now moved into a lovely little space still in the Heights in Houston. And if you want to see more about that, check out my posts about it under my new Instagram account called Gap Year Mom. I'm going to be taking a gap year. And I'll tell you more about that in another podcast. But Gap Year Mom with little underscores between each word will give you a view of my new place, my old place, and kind of what's coming for me. So I'm all moved in and settled just in the last couple of days here in my new apartment. And guess what, folks? I am responsible for no one but myself for the first time in 28 years. Sky has got a bedroom at Steve's place, and I'm here in a one-room apartment, so no bedroom here for Sky. That means she's taken up residence with Dad for the next 2 weeks until school starts, and that means that I don't have to think about anyone but me. And I mean, I don't have to think about when someone else needs to wake up or what someone else needs to eat or what if laundry needs to be done for anybody but me. I did laundry the other day after 5 days, and it only took one load to do all my laundry. It was pretty amazing. So it's going to be fun to see what does it take? What does it mean for me to just care for myself? You know, as your kids get older, you don't have as much responsibility for them, but they still take up a lot of your brain waves as you, you know, consider the timing of your day and as you consider another human being. But now, whatever I want to watch on TV, I get to. Whatever I want to eat, that's fine. Whenever I feel like waking up, if I want music on in the space or not, it's really, really quite remarkable to be experiencing this level of freedom. So I'm excited about this fun little time in my life. And, you know, it just occurred to me that it's the only time that I've ever been responsible for only me in my whole life, because when I was in college, I lived with my parents. So they fed me and, you know, they were a constant presence in the home and my brothers were there with me. And this is the first time for me to live alone and only have to care for myself. And it's kind of cool. So it's just delicious. And I gotta say, I'm appreciating it a lot. So check out Gap Year Mom. You'll be able to see what's coming. And I will, I'll be creating another podcast about my gap year, because, you know, I think our kids have now the opportunity to take a gap year. That wasn't so popular when I was in school. I never even heard of a gap year until only recently. So I thought, as I'm having to move out of this one home, I could sign a lease somewhere, or I could put all my things in storage and travel. And, you know, just while I'm in between, and it just felt like the perfect opportunity to not have to be tied to anything. So that's what I did. All my stuff is in storage. I have this small space to land when I'm in town in Houston, and I can explore. There's many, many places that I'd like to see. A lot of it is in the US, and then that's what I'm going to be doing in the fall. So you can keep up with my travels there. And I will still be working. People have asked me, you know, are you taking the year off? No, I will be coaching as I'm traveling. So I'm going to take a couple days each week where I'm just grounded and serving my clients from wherever I am. But I'm going to be a traveling coach, and I'm really eager to get on the road and see this world and notice and appreciate some new spaces. Boy, I sure wish I could leave right now and get out of this Texas heat. It's been brutal. But there's so much other joy in my life that I'm experiencing. And I have to say, you know, joy above all, I still believe is the purpose of life, you know, to enjoy it. I really think that that's what we're here for. I think that's the point. And in all my coaching work, it kind of comes back to, are we able to get the client back to a place in their heart, in their mind, where they can access joy once again? Sometimes we get too burdened by anxiety. Sometimes we get too burdened by a difficult life circumstance. But I think that people, you know, we're wired to return to our resting place. And resting place might not be full joy, full happiness, but I do think our resting place is contentment. And big themes that I see running through my coaching are, you know, living in the present moment. It does appear that the present moment fixes everything. No matter what's going on, if you're able to be in each moment and not off in the future worrying, not back in the past resenting or regretting, you can really handle anything. Anything is manageable. Anything is possible in the present moment. And more than that, you know, your full potential exists in the present moment. Access to your greatness, access to possibility, access to solutions exists in your ability to be fully present. So very often I find myself calling my kind of coaching presence coaching or present moment coaching. Helping to guide my clients into each present moment is some of the greatest work that I do. And it really brings a lot of satisfaction to me, a lot of joy and satisfaction to me as I'm working with people to see them becoming much more present. One way that I have increased my own presence practice is by taking walks and becoming a noticer. And again, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, my Instagram account called Gia Spirit is a place where I share my walks and I just walk around the neighborhood, but I notice things. I notice the light on plants. I notice water droplets. I notice animals. I notice shade and dappled light coming through trees. I notice other people. I notice little babies in strollers. There's so much joy right under your nose if your eyes are open and if you're available to witness and notice it. So becoming a noticer, that's a present moment practice. And you can do that without coaching. I'm here to tell you that you can just become a noticer and bring a great deal of presence into your life just by noticing what you notice. Another common theme I see in my coaching a lot is accepting what is. Now, this is a toughie because there's many things in life that we all have to live through that will come up for all of us, you know, illness for ourselves, illness for people that we love, accidents. Oh, I experienced, you know, I was able to walk alongside many, many friends in Kingwood, Texas during Hurricane Harvey, the floods that happened there. And I felt so grateful that our home did not flood, but we really saw the devastation and the trauma that many of our friends had to experience just by living through that time. And you know, when your house is flooded and your brain is saying, oh, no, this cannot be happening. Right? That's sort of what our brains want to do anytime something very difficult arises. This cannot be happening. That resistance causes all the suffering. And so moving into acceptance of what is kind of the first step into being able to move through something difficult with grace. So I help my clients a lot to accept what is and move them out of I don't accept this into at least, okay, I do. I accept this very, very gently, very lovingly. I find myself coaching my clients toward accepting the unacceptable. So remember, that's always step one. I have been so far away from my joy that I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to get it back. And, you know, that is one of the experiences of deep grief. We move into a level that feels so far away from the lightness that's possible in life that we just feel, you know, we're in the dark. And that is the nature of the human experience. We're all going to ride that roller coaster. We're all going to experience the ups, the downs, the light, the dark, the highs, the lows. That is the human experience. And when we find ourselves stuck in that spiral of negativity, that's when, you know, sometimes we feel we need someone to extend a hand and help to support us as we pull ourselves out of that. But just knowing that our nature is joy, that has given me great hope. Our resting state is ease and peace and flow and relaxation, lightness, joy. We can set our sights on that horizon. We can steer our ship in that direction. We can tune into that still small space within us that is our very core, that is our very center. That's our indestructible self, the light within, our connection to our truest self, which I believe is ultimately joy. I always think about babies. You know, you watch a baby just laying there content. Unless it has a need in the moment, it's often, babies are often, you know, just pulling their little toes into their mouths and, you know, bubbling with bliss, as Deepak Chopra famously said. So I think, you know, it is our nature to bubble with bliss. And that, I think, is our truest self. So from joy we began, and from joy we shall return over and over again. And this podcast, as well as the core message of my work, will always be one of joy. The joie de vivre, the joy of living. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast, and please enjoy Sky's music in my outro. And I will see you next time, sunshine. Lots of love and light. Bye now.
Be sure to sign up for my Sunshine email list for a shot of inspiration in your inbox. And I know you're curious about coaching, so head over to my website, GiaGidry.com, and sign up for a free consult. It's going to be the most meaningful 30 minutes of your week. I can't wait to connect with you.